This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Bloomberg is reporting that a U.S. trade delegation will go to China for talks the week of January 7th. It'll be the first time the two sides meet face-to-face since U.S. President Donald Trump and China's Xi Jinping agreed to de-escalate a trade war during a December 1st meeting in Argentina. The U.S. team will be led by Deputy Trade Representative Jeffrey Gerrish and will include the Treasury Undersecretary for International Affairs. Emergency officials have raised the alert level for the Anak Krakatau volcano that triggered a tsunami that killed at least 430 people on the western coast of Indonesia last week. Experts say Saturday's tsunami that slammed into Java and southern Sumatra occurred when a section of the volcano's crater collapsed during an eruption and fell into the sea. The tsunami struck without warning, sweeping over popular beaches and washing away tourist hotels and coastal settlements along the Sunda Strait. Meanwhile, as Grace Lee reports, fear has, for now, become a fact of life in the area.
The threat might not be gone yet. On Thursday, authorities raised the volcano's alert level to red, the second highest, while rerouting all flights in a 5-kilometer radius. Experts have warned that a second disaster is possible, and residents are fearful.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has a New Year's gift, the successful testing of a new hypersonic glider he says is capable of carrying a nuclear warhead and is immune to any defensive system. The weapon reportedly detaches itself from a rocket after being launched and glides back to Earth faster than the speed of sound. The Pentagon is also working on hypersonic weapons, but U.S. officials concede they lag behind Moscow. For news around the clock, you can go to voanews.com or simply use the VOA app. This is VOA News. After mounting criticism that he has yet to visit U.S. troops in a combat zone, President Donald Trump spent a few hours doing that in Iraq on Wednesday. And despite complaints from Iraqi leaders that he had failed to meet with them during his time on the ground, Mr. Trump and his traveling party saw nothing but the positive in the visit. Reuters correspondent Nathan Frandino has a report.
With smiles and selfies, U.S. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to U.S. troops at the Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq on Wednesday, his first trip to a conflict zone nearly 2 years into his presidency. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders tweeted a photo saying the President and First Lady Melania traveled late on Christmas night to thank them for their service, their success, and their sacrifice, and to wish them a Merry Christmas. The surprise trip also comes days after he announced a pullout of American troops from Syria and a drawdown of soldiers from Afghanistan. In Iraq, about 5,200 U.S. troops are training and advising local forces who are still fighting against Islamic State, a group which Trump said was defeated when he announced the Syria pullout.
Mr. Trump is now back at the White House as the partial federal government shutdown enters its sixth day in an impasse over the president's demand for a southern border wall. In the wake of a second migrant child's death, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is ordering new protective measures for children who are in Border Patrol custody. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's asked the Coast Guard and the Centers for Disease Control to look into what she's calling an uptick in the number of sick migrant children coming into the U.S. It follows the death on Christmas Day of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy, weeks after a girl from that country also died in U.S. custody. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke tells KVIA-TV he wants the administration to put the needs of the children above its immigration crackdown.
Let's make sure that they're okay. Let's make sure that they're with their families. Let's make sure that they get medical care. They pose no threat to this country.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Retail sales in the U.S. for the 2018 holiday season were up more than 5% to over $850 billion. This according to data MasterCard released Wednesday. And that was a big part of huge gains on Wall Street the day after Christmas, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up better than 5%. Today's early morning guessing game, will the surge continue or will the markets return to their deep pre-Christmas slump? Israeli legislators have voted to dissolve parliament and hold a general election 6 months ahead of schedule on April 9th. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who leads a right-wing Likud party, has been governing with a slim majority of 61 seats in the 120-member parliament. Opinion polls suggest Netanyahu's party will likely win the April balloting. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B.